Hi, this is a note on Tommy, T-O-M-M-I, Teamer, T-E-A-M-E-R. Tommy's Teamer is, date of birth is, it's T-O-M-M-I-E, T-E-A-M-E-R. Date of birth is 2649. He was seen on the 14th. This is a 74-year-old gentleman, lives with family, used to be a mechanic. His wife died some years ago, has four children. His daughter, Aisha, E-I-S-H-A, is still very much involved in his care. I've spoken to her today about dad's care as well. He is wheelchair-bound because of end-stage coronary artery disease. He also has cardiomyopathy, status post-CABG, status post-pacemaker, slash defibrillator placed. Period. New paragraph. Family history. Mom died of multiple myeloma. Dad died at a young age. He did not have any medical issues. Allergy, none. He's not using Riviev system. He's weak. He's used O2 when he was in the hospital, but they told him he might need O2 again. He's wheelchair bound. He requires help to transfer from wheelchair to bed. He also got a large ascites that at one time required tapping and paracentesis, but has not required any tapping recently, but it's contributing to shortness of breath. He's weak. He has cardiac cachexia, muscle weakness, decreased weight, and hyperlipidemia, period. Medications include atorvastatin, Lasix, Plavix, Flomax, metoprolol, Entresto, metformin, social, again, no smoking, no drinking right now. He used to be a heavy smoker in the past. He's a mechanic. Also on the medication, risperidone, for his anxiety and his sundown or dementia. Medical problems as above. He also suffers from chronic renal insufficiency from what he tells me. Past medical, put down congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease. Status post defibrillator, stroke, severe neuropathy, right side, shortness of breath that related to his cardiomyopathy. Patient's daughter, Aisha, had some questions regarding services that he can receive at this time, and she's going to call the office tomorrow regarding his needs. As far as his BPH is concerned, he wears Flomax, but he wears a diaper because most of the time he's incontinent. Period. Blood pressure 112 over 40, pulse 92, respirations 18. Heart pulses, pump pulses, still with an S3 gallop. Lungs, bronchi, RALS in both lower lobes. Abdomen soft but taut, T-A-U-G-H-T. Cannot rule out large amount of suspect ascites. Lower extremity, muscle wasting. No edema, no logical movement of upper extremities except weak on the right side. Assessment, here we have a 74-year-old gentleman with end-stage CHF, shortness of breath, weakness, bladder incontinent, ascites, right-sided heart failure, defibrillator. He's no longer interested in going back and forth to doctor's office because it's so difficult for him to get around since he's short of breath and he's incontinent. Patient's daughter, Aisha, is looking for palliative care at home at this time. Also, his comorbidities include next number stroke, next number is right-sided weakness, next number is severe end-stage diabetic neuropathy, next number is muscle wasting, next number is renal insufficiency, next number is BPH, next number is history of defibrillator placement because of sudden death syndrome. Next was hypertension controlled. Patient's daughter was reached at 832-887-7611. Thank you.